Iran hesitates, naturally, to give Russia ideas on this front, but is it possible that war between Russia and Belarus might prove a winning ticket in your office's 2020 news sweepstake? In recent days, a couple of dispiriting straws in this particular wind have been cited.
Это Россия 24. Сейчас кадры, которые мы получили буквально только что. Владимир Путин в эти минуты проводит переговоры со своим белорусским коллегой Александром Лукашенко.
Late last week, Belarus's interminably serving president, Alexander Lukashenko, met with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, in Sochi to continue discussions on greater economic convergence between their two countries. President Lukashenko emerged from those discussions reporting that Russia had more expansive ideas, no less, indeed, than the wholesale absorption of Belarus into Russia. Earlier this week, Ukraine's Foreign Minister Vadim Pristaiko expressed his belief that war between Russia and Belarus was a live possibility. Ukraine, of course, a country requiring no further instruction in Russia's disregard for international borders.
To what America is officially calling a Russian invasion of Ukraine. Russian troops spreading out throughout the strategic Crimean Peninsula.
Before we get into how such a dust-up might occur, let's take a look at why. A theory circulating for a while has held that Putin sees the annexation of Belarus as a means for extending his tenure in the Kremlin. Under constitutional term limits, he has to stand down in 2024. But those, of course, are the constitutional term limits of Russia. A new country, the Republic of Russia and Belarus, perhaps, would have a new constitution, which might well be less concerned with such niceties. However, more recent shenanigans suggest that Putin is pursuing other means of installing himself as president for life, though he may also be keeping in mind that a well-timed and successful war rarely hurts an incumbent. And or Russia's coveting of Belarus might be an expression of Russia's eternal and deep-seated desire to put distance between itself and its enemies, actual or imaginary, and maintain what Moscow still sees as its rightful dominion. Russia's recent incursions into Georgia and Ukraine have been obvious enough endeavours to keep those countries out of the West's orbit and, more importantly, out of NATO.
Today, the hysterics need to stop, and the Cold War rhetoric needs to be rejected, and the obvious thing admitted. Russia is an independent, active participant on the international scene. Like other countries, it has international interests that should be considered and respected.
There is also, and it can never be wholly discounted, the fact that much of Russia's foreign policy appears currently to revolve around just annoying everyone else for the sake of it. Inflaming Russia's concerns about Belarus are recent indications that Russia can no longer take Belarus or its president for granted. Lukashenko, who is, as his name suggests, of Ukrainian descent, refused to recognize Russia's annexation of Crimea in 2014 and has been quite supportive of Ukraine generally. He has resisted Russia's pressure for closer ties, even as Russia has squeezed energy supplies to Belarus. He has reached out to the West he has hitherto disdained, sourcing oil from Norway and hosting US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in Minsk.
The United States wants to help Belarus build its own sovereign country. Our energy producers stand ready to deliver 100% of the oil you need at competitive prices. We're the biggest energy producer in the world, and all you have to do is call us.
We can't be part of some other country, Lukashenko told his people last month. I can't betray you and dissolve Belarus, even into brotherly Russia. If I agree to that, Belarusians would eat me alive within a year. It might be tempting to interpret this as pre-election flag-waving. Lukashenko will be seeking a sixth term in August, were it not for the fact that Belarusian elections tend toward the predictable. Indeed, since independence in 1991, Belarus has not held a presidential election which Lukashenko has not won, and often by the sorts of margins which have, regrettably, prompted suspicions among some pettifogging cynics that the results have had a certain preordained quality. As for how a Russia versus Belarus conflict might unfurl, we've pretty much gotten the idea from Russia's other recent military adventures. There would be, perhaps, grim muttering about oppression of an ethnically Russian and or Russian-speaking population, which is about 8% of Belarus. And as recently as Monday, Igor Morozov, a member of the upper chamber of Russia's parliament, the Duma, felt it necessary to pronounce upon a social media storm which followed a dispute in a Minsk cafe between a Belarusian-speaking customer and a Russian-speaking server. Balaclava-clad gentlemen in unbadged uniforms may arrive from somewhere, certainly not Russia, obviously, in unmarked trucks and armoured vehicles, accompanied by smirking denials from Moscow. Nope, nothing to do with us, never seen these people or their Russian-made weapons before, probably just some lads on a stag do, etc. At which point, as in Georgia and as in Ukraine, Russia will have a stick in Belarus's side which it can prod, twist, or pretend to withdraw as it sees necessary. Russia may also calculate that the West would be unlikely to risk much to ride to the rescue of an obdurate autocrat like Lukashenko. This might not be likely, exactly, but especially if one bets with form, it's not exactly unlikely either. For Monocle 24, I'm Andrew Muller.